Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're talking here today with our city officials, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler. The City Commission, again, has a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. They'll take up the budget here tonight, and that is the big item here on the consent agenda we've been talking about. And you did mention the pools there a little bit. I saw the numbers from Parks and Rec from their advisory board meeting last week, and I was a little surprised that the usage of the pools was actually not that far off from what it was with all three of them being open. I think it was around 95,000 versus 103,000, which that's a little bit of a drop off, but all in all, I was pretty impressed by those numbers.
Yeah, we were pleased with the aquatics program for the summer for the most part. One of the things that extra pool helps us with primarily is a lot of our instructional classes. So swim classes, it creates some ability and certainly provides a broader coverage of services. But from an overall operation, it was less operating costs. And so we were pleased with the year that we had as well, and our ability to be able to hire and train and keep enough guards to keep the two facilities open. Of course, both the city is our most intensive staffing pool, and then Northview right behind it. So, our plan moving forward is to open all three pools next year. But that's where the third pool really comes more into. We probably would have done a little better because we would have been able to offer more classes and training with the third pool and accommodated a few more people.
I'm curious, with the Seco pool being closed now for two straight years, there's probably going to be some maintenance that needs to be done there, I would assume. Have you guys had a chance to look at that lately?
Actually, they'll be starting that here shortly. They'll be we're actually going to fill the pool back up. We've been able to hire some park staff and work on some training for them. But yes, for being down 2 years, being able to put water in that pool, get the pumps recirculating, making sure everything on all the plumbing is working for next season. And we also have some painting we need to do at a couple of the other pools. So we'll also do that down at Blue Earth Plaza, just because 2 years down without water running through them, the filters and all the pumps to make sure all the seals are working right and do some maintenance on those so that we don't have those surprises when we try to open it back up next spring.
You know, we've had the discussion here in the last few months while we're on the topic of pools here about an indoor aquatic facility. And I know that there's a steering committee that's been formed. I haven't heard a lot on that lately. I know they maybe meet once a month. But what's the latest on that from either of you? Yeah,
they've had some organizational meetings. I'd say their work is still early in the process, looking at options, and the consultants that are primarily volunteering their services for the most part are working on some possibilities to look at in the future and how that might what might be our options for the future. And certainly going to take some multiple partnerships to look at a facility like that.
All right.
Yeah, the big challenge on that is still going to be funding it. I mean, the study, I think, was funded well. I like the fact that, the city kicked in, around 10,000, but, the local businesses kicked in over 100,000. So that made that useful. But, if you look at facilities like the one that, I looked at over in the Overland Park area, that was a $32 to $36 million, building. So we're talking a whopping cost. Plus, if we do build it, then we're going to have, I guess, some full-time lifeguards. And so that's going to change, operational costs. So we've got some real challenges with that. And probably, for long-term funding, especially operational costs, I can see in the future, I would have put it in the strategic plan to renew the, quality of life sales tax, but put a twist on it so that some of that money can be used to operate the facilities, the new rec centers and things, so that we do have a sustainable method of funding some of the staff, because most of those sales taxes in the past have just been to build a building, and they leave off that long-term impact on people. So And I also hope that aquatics group takes a real hard look at maybe some reasonable methods of maybe putting a dome or something of that nature over part of the pool at City Park, because that might significantly reduce the cost.
All right. That'd be an interesting discussion to watch here, because I know a lot of people are interested in that here in the community. Again, we're speaking with our city officials here, Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler and City Manager Ron Fear. We've got some other items on the consent agenda here. Let's see, anywhere you want to go next here, Ron?
Sure. I would just say in conjunction with the budget consideration would be the first reading of the salary ordinance, establishing salary rates for city employees for 2022, and then also adopting a resolution, which is agreeing to the memorandum agreement with the local International Association of Firefighters, Local 2275, for a two-year agreement with the fire department for its wages and union agreement. We're also asking the commission to approve a 50-cent increase in the zoo fees for both adults and children, 3 to 12, and that would start in January of 22. This has been anticipated. It's been held off until the Project Asia exhibit nears completion. That is going along well, and anticipate that to be complete towards the beginning of next year with a formal dedication next spring. So that would be a fee increase that we're asking the commission to approve as part of the budget process as well. We have some, we had a temp note bid earlier this week. We're asking the commission to ratify that. So temporary notes are really our construction financing, so our construction loan for different projects. In this case, we had four special assessment projects and sanitary sewer, street, and water for the Highlands at Grand Mere Unit 2, and then the improvements at the Candlewood Shopping Center associated with the turn lane there. And then we have seven capital projects. We had a water meter replacement project, some of our FEMA improvements that were part of our match out at Annenberg Park for the parking lot and then the trail improvements. Also a generator, a replacement generator for the full fire station. We've only had a partial coverage of the headquarters fire station there out at our headquarters fire station, and then our joint maintenance building construction, as well as the actual rest of the Candlewood and Kimball Avenue construction project. We had six bidders for those notes. The low bid was submitted by Morgan Stanley of New York at a true interest rate of 0.405, which was 35 basis points lower than our February sale, which was about 0.7. So really pleased with those bids. Again, this is our construction financing, so very minimal interest cost to finance those projects that a lot of those will carry for, we'll actually won't issue permanent bonds on, we'll just use the temp notes and pay them off. And so it's really fortunate that we're able to have interest rates that low.
All right. Very good. Sorry.
Go ahead. I didn't know. Do you want to go to a break or?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take a quick break and we'll come back and do some more here on InVocus News Radio KMAN right after this.